Hello dear listener, you are listening Compassion for All Animals and I'm your host Abhishek. Today is the 7th episode of my podcast. Since last after I have just been there on last week, last week after that I have shooting or publishing this next episode of my podcast. So today's topic is basically why animals are important for our human. Why? People are saying that we humans are the supreme or something like that. In food chain we are in a top or something like that. We are thinking that the ego centric, we humans are really egocentric nowadays. We only talk about ourselves. How do we get money? How do we get earn lots of things? How do we get more industry, more thing, more and more? We don't think about what is going on in our environment. What about the why animals is important? Why each and everything in the universe or the world is important? In the earth, this is the only planet where human and all animals are still living. Okay, this is the only planet. I don't talk about the another planet which would be happened after few thousand light years away from Earth, or NASA will try, or the scientist will discover new planet or something like that. I am not talking about this. It would be, but right now this Earth is the only planet that we all are living, and we humans are not the only creature in the world. So we are working, or we are staying with animals, trees, with all sorts of minerals. Whenever the animals, then people are saying that if a small bees will extinct from the environment, for our extincted from our world, what would be happened? We don't know what would be happened. The real thing would be happen when any type of insects, or especially on bees or butterflies, those are the pollinator. Okay, they are pollinating. Just because of themselves, if the extinction, like bees extincted from the world, what would be happen? After three years later, or 2 or 3 years later, the human would be not able to survive themselves. Like, we are not been able to get our food, get our clothing, or get anything. So it's up to small bees. It is really important for our biodiversity. Like every creature in the world, they have their own system to rejuvenate our biodiversity. And we humans only have the capability, like we call ourselves so civilized. Yeah, we call ourselves civilized human being. We are the Homo sapiens, and we have the potentiality to make these things. Like, we are civilized ourselves to make ourselves, like we are creating the cities, we are creating industry, we are creating blah 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 things, okay, for human survivalence. But without animals, we cannot live our life 100% way. Like when the tiger like tiger will vanish from the world, what would be happened? What would be happen? Simple thing would be happen. Like the grazers, those who are grazing, like those who are herbivorous, herbivorous population would increased in wildlife. Okay, like herbivorous means the deer, reindeers, or the buffaloes, or every part of the basically the biodiversity will collapsed. when wild creature, or especially on tiger or those carnivorous animal, would be extinct from the environment. So human, day by day, the grazing, the herbivorous population would increased. Okay, at that time, if the any type of carnivorous animal would wiped out from the earth, that would be happened. Like we are seeing that, we are getting the data that, yeah, world, especially wildlife extinction, would happen very fast. You know what, we are talking about wildlife extinction, but there is some loophole is playing a crucial way of living. Like when we are talking about wildlife, we forgot the factory farming thing. Like factory farm is the main thing, that is the reason, that one of the main reason that trees are cut down. Okay, like in I have mentioned on my previous 5 or 6 episode, also you can listen or go there and listen, check them out, that I have already mentioned on my previous podcast that this is happening. The Brazil rainforest, which one is Amazon rainforest, is destroying by the human, just because of the Brazil is the world's largest animal production, or factory farming is like meat consumption is huge there. And nonetheless, like India is the second beef producer in the world, exporter. Okay, we are exporting huge amount of beef. Especially the buffalo meat is produced in India. We are exporting meats on buffalo meat, and like Saudi Arabia, US, UK, or different country, those who are consume more meat. So in my aspect, this is the thing, that while we are talking about wildlife, yeah, wildlife is a very, very crucial, okay? And similarly, we are talking about why animals is important. Each and every animals have their own play in our biodiversity. We, in factory farming, we are destroying the animals' own genetic modifier. Just because of that, we want around 80.3 billion land animals we are kill for human consumption. Okay, we are genetically modify the chicken breed. Okay, we are genetically modify the mutton. We are genetically modify to enhance the meat of cow. Okay, the pork. Okay, we are generally genetically modified. How do we get more meat from cows, for buffaloes, for pig, for sheep, for goat, for chicken, everywhere? So we try to gather them in a small way, small living way, and we are breeding them on an intensive way. This way we get the meat, and we destroy our environment as well, the total animal kingdom. Day by day, when animal is need, why it is, what it is the importance of animal. Like in COVID situation right now, this is a pandemic situation throughout the world is happening, going on. Okay, so what we are seeing, where from the virus came from? It came from wet market of Wuhan province, which one is in China. This is came from China's wet market. Basically, they are kill around around what is the number? I don't know the exact number. I don't remember the number of animals they are kill, or they basically are wild animal, like 13 to 14 kinds of wild animal. They are killing bear. They are killed on the market, like antelopes are there, pangolins are there, there's monkeys are there, there's a huge amount of dog, there's a huge amount of bats, those who are cutting down on the sale them. Okay, different kinds of wild animals that they are selling, on that particular place. Okay, few different kinds of like octopus is there. Every type of animals are cutting down there and doing sale there. Okay, so the coronavirus is came from animals, and then it is basically a zoonotic disease. And this is not the first time that humans are faced this type of virus. Before that, on 2014 or 2013, there is Ebola. On 2003, Ebola is happening in Africa. So basically, H1N1, H1N1 is like bird flu virus, swine flu virus, and different type of zoonotic diseases are came from animals to humans. Basically, what if the human or animal would be extincted from the environment for our earth, those viruses will still present in the earth, okay, and they try to catch ourselves very much. The human contamination would be happen very very fast. Just because of that, those viruses are the systematically like 1,000 years they are live on animals, okay, and we consume animals, and that's the reason all the viruses are came in our system. And this way, when the animals would be extinct, whole the animals kingdom would be extinct from the earth, we human would never succeeded live in this planet earth. So we should live a compassionate way or a sustainable way. We have to live with a sustainable and a coexisting way with animals. Without animals, we cannot live in the world, because we all are earthlings. We humans all are animals. We also are animals. We call ourselves Homo sapiens. Okay, this is the ace of like chimpanzees families, and we know about the Darwin theory that how do we evolve from wild to and make ourselves civilized. Okay, so what we can do now, we can live our life with a sustainable and healthy way to adapt a plant-based lifestyle and adopt a simple way of living. Without sustainability, we are unable to make our earth, make ourselves a civilized. We don't call ourselves as a civilized. We call ourselves as a civilized, but we don't civilize ourselves. We try to cut down the trees, we cut the animals and eat them. We still now, right now, we are not in a our health situation is going drastically down. In corona, we are our immune system, we have to grow hard immune system, or eating meat is not promoting or enhancing the health, or it will never enhance the like what people's or doctor in news or in advertisement that they are promoting, that drinking milk is important, especially in India, that drinking milk, it has improved your immunity, it has give you some body structure, some this, some that. Oh, what thing is going on? The promoting of egg, promoting of milk industry is happening, but plant-based products are not promoted by anybody. So this thing is happening. So what I'm saying to you guys, listeners, that please do adopt a sustainable way of living for a sustainable future. We have to live ourselves. We have to live or love all the animals. We are living in India, and India is the place where the compassionate living, like Buddha, like Mahabir, like all the Krishnas and those mythological, those person were in here, and we still kill animals for food. We still kill or abuse the animal for dairy products, and we really, really don't want those things. We have plenty of vegetables, legumes, and huge amount of thing that, and we can save animals and save our environment. Thank you for listening my podcast. Okay, this is the end of this podcast. After 15 minutes, yeah, I'm shooting this and recording this in 15 minutes. So please do share what's your opinion. How do you cope up with the plant-based lifestyle? If you are a plant-based lifestyle holder, or are you vegan, please come on or share your thought, or please do voice message me on anchor.fm. or if anybody would like to come to give interview, I love to interview the all plant-based warrior or all the environmentalist in my podcast channel. Oh, and one more announcement that I really want to give you, that and tomorrow I will interview Zentoli. He is basically from Mexico, and I had last week I had a interview, I had give my interview on his channel. Which one is his channel name is What's On My Mind, which one is really, really cool stuff. That Zentilo is very good person. He tried to reduce his meat consumption. He talked with me on our anchor, and he was quite interested on adopting plant-based lifestyle. And I said, yeah, you can adapt day by day. Reducing the meat consumption is very, very effective way. So be compassionate, and please do listen on tomorrow's my podcast. Okay, I will take the interview of Zentoli. Okay, and I will publish on my podcast channel on Anchor or Spotify. Through Anchor, I have just published on through different type of platform like Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Castbox, or Pocket Cast, everywhere. Okay, so go and check it out, all my podcast episode that I have done previously. Okay, thank you for listening my podcast, and stay blessed, stay compassionate for all living being, and stay healthy and a good way of life, lead a good way of life. Thank you for listening. Wish you all very, very warm welcome from my end. Okay, thank you for staying with me. Bye-bye.